Hi, everybody. Well, today is the 25th of June. We're in the year 2018, so I'm going to clear that for you. Get rid of this energetic cording. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's good. And let's energize the light beam or beams on your monitor screen. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And that's good. The situation happening. Here we go. Let's clear that. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll get our co-host on, Elizabeth. So are you ready to go, Elizabeth?
Yeah, hi, everybody. Good evening, Ron. Good evening, listeners. And welcome to our Monday afternoon show, The Healing Highway. And we'll be taking your questions live on the air and your testimonials. If you'd like to submit those, you can email us at clsquestions@bbsradio.com. That's clsquestions@bbsradio.com. Be sure to check out Ron's website, creationlightship.com, where you will find all of the healings that we talk about on the show, the pictures of the light being, which have just been so graciously energized by Ron. And I guess we'll get right to the questions, if that's okay with you, Ron.
Sure, let's hit it.
Okay, so this one's kind of interesting. I wonder what you'll think about it. This listener said, for years I thought you said sensory body, not sensory body. Perhaps those who have tone deafness, like I have since I was a kid. You might want to clarify so that others can identify the right words. Sensory makes more sense to me now. And is there such a thing as the sensory clearing?
Yeah, there is. I only do them off and on now.
Okay. Did you want to talk a little bit about the sensory body?
Well, your sensory body is a body that people use to sense the energies around them. So that's kind of like your psychic radar, maybe, what your
okay.
body uses. So it's similar to that anyway. So your body can sense, let's just say you go into a room and your hair stands up on end. That's more than likely your sensory body working, telling you there's trouble there or something's going on that you may not like or that you need to pay attention to. I guess that's the easiest way to describe, what it is. So, yeah, there is a sensory body. So back to you. And it's a whole lifetime clearing when you do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just looking at it, and that's one of those invisible bodies that surrounds us and protects us. So that would be important to clear, just like the feeling body, any of the other bodies. It's interesting to know that, Ron, and also to talk about that, because I think it's interesting that this person heard something else when they were picking up on sensory, so maybe that's telling them something. I'm not sure. Okay, so our next question, it's actually a comment from another listener. A couple of weeks ago, maybe it was last week on the Monday show, we were talking about somebody wrote in and they've done clearings, but they are still having to have surgery on their knees. So somebody else wrote in and said, for the person about to have knee surgery, I suggest you go back and do a timeline crash for your feet, any disturbances to your feet. This is interesting, especially with women, wearing incorrect fitting shoes or high heels creates distortion to your feet and then over time affects your knees, hips, and pelvis. When we are younger and our muscles are stronger, we don't notice the disturbances happening to our skeletal alignment. Yeah, that's very true about the shoes.
Yeah,
So that's a suggestion from a listener, maybe to timeline crash any sort of uncomfortable shoes you had to wear. Maybe you had a special job where you had to wear high heels and stand on your feet for a lot of the time. I know I've had those jobs in the past, and it's not fun. Not fun at all for your poor body to have to go through these things. So, Ron, did you have anything you wanted to add to that? Go ahead.
No, I think you hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, that's a great suggestion. So thank you. That was submitted anonymously through our Fast Chat feedback form, which I forgot to mention at the top of the show, but you can send questions that way if you just want to do it anonymously. We have links to that on our bbsradio.com homepage, as well as on the creationlightship.com homepage. You can click the links at the top of the page there while the show is live, and also find that it actually says bulletin board, but if you click there, that'll take you to our CLS chat info page, and you could submit questions that way. And you can also get a lot of wonderful information there, which is monitored and updated by our wonderful moderator. So thank you so much for that. And be sure to check that out after the show if you'd like. Okay, so the next question is someone saying that I timeline crashed Y2K. So if people are feeling like these are the good old days again, this is why. I saw some really cool energy outside as I perceived it. At the time, it was pretty big and different colors and flowing fast in a stream that was coming from a ball of that energy. Okay. I guess we'll move on. And somebody was on the body organ call, I think. Is that the one we had last week? I can't remember the name of it. The body organ restoration call, I think. So someone was on that. It was last Saturday. And they, it's actually the 16th, I believe. So someone wrote in and said, "Thanks, Ron, for the great call. My body feels fit and stronger than ever, plus, okay, and thanks again for the brain partitions. Today I can play a numbers game that I couldn't before. Everything is so much clearer. I've been noticing more and more changes."
Very good. That's nice.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Thanks for letting us know, too. That was a great call. I really enjoyed that one, and I know a lot of our listening audience did, too. I should also mention that we do have the Spirit Retrieval call coming up, and that is going to be this coming Saturday, the 30th of June. So if you'd like to buy that or you'd like more information about it, you can go ahead and click the link at the top of creationlightship.com and register for that. And it is $50. And if you need to set up a payment plan, you could just email Ron directly to do so if you need to do that. So just make sure you mark that down. A lot of people were requesting that one, and it's always a really wonderful and very special call to be on. Okay, so our next question comes from a listener who's wondering, are spirits that are dead in the alien rebirthing process still?
I don't know if I can answer that question.
Okay. So there's a part two. I don't know if you could answer this part, Ron, but they go on to ask, what will happen to those that are just over there waiting to be born? Is it like a spirit in a box? Are they just trapped?
Well, I don't know. I don't keep tabs or even recognize what the aliens do to things. I don't have their script, their storyline, so anything could happen. So your guess is as good as mine.
If you had it, they'd probably be changing it.
Hopefully we'll be able to rescue some, some of the people listening and stuff to get a few of them back out of the billions that they have. So you have the advantage of gaining parts of yourself back again. But I haven't seen anything so far up to now. Not that it couldn't change, but I haven't seen anything that we've done to bring forth more spirits back to the light. So, back to you.
Oh, yeah, it's so true. If you ever feel like, gosh, there's really something weird going on, or why do I feel so weird all the time, it's probably because of what Ron just said, that, we're kind of living in this alien-created holographic reality, and it's sometimes very difficult to fight against it. So hopefully we're spending as much time on the new Earth as possible. And I guess we can move on then, unless anybody has any further questions they'd like to address with that. So our next kind of, it's more of a testimonial, actually, and this listener writes and says, I've been doing clearings for a year and a half now. My life has completely turned around. Before Creation Lightship, I tried to end my life 5 times in 1 year, was a chronic alcoholic, and just couldn't find my way out of this nightmare existence. When I got the death barcodes off, soul family off, whole lifetime clearings and spirit retrievals, I was able to be free of all of the depression and alcohol addiction. Creation Lightship has given me the ability to understand about entities, implants, and alien interference in my life. I'm 26 months sober and peaceful most all day and night. Thank you, Ron, and ladies and gentlemen of Creation Lightship.
That's cool. Thank you. Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah, wow, that's a very powerful testimonial. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. I'm so glad that the clearings have helped you, and it sounds like you're very committed to doing them, and I'm so glad you've been able to turn your life around. That's wonderful. Okay, so the next... Okay, this is about a little bit different topic here, and it's about octopus energy, and this question is, it seems octopus energy is still recruiting even though there are no more aliens here, ? I'm often around children, and recently at a 3-year-old children's birthday party, little toy octopuses were given as presents. I often notice they are cute and cuddly in children's stories, and I see cuddly little cuddly octopus in toy shops. Been aware of this influence for some time now. What's going on?
Yeah, your guess is as good as mine. The people here connected to that stuff. So all we can do is try to, get rid of the energies that are here. Been doing that for quite a long time now, and it's improving.
Yeah, it really
here,
is.
If it's here and people want to promote it, then I can't do anything about that.
Yeah, and it seems like the more people kind of connect with it, the stronger it gets. I guess like a trend, like a fashion trend, or, a popular form of technology, I think it just kind of feeds on itself. So that's probably what happens. And if you're connected to that or you're noticing that, you might want to do maybe a psychic billboard clearing or maybe even that sensory with an S clearing that we talked about earlier in the show. I don't know if you think either of those would be good, Ron. Psychic billboard or sensory body clearing?
Yeah, I think those would both be good. The alien attack page could help.
Oh, right, yeah.
You know, it's if it's connected to you or not. In fact, you know, if you're at a birthday party, then you're probably involved with maybe a young child or something, you know, because you're there at a birthday party. And, you know, all you can do is maybe do a clearing for the that child that's there. And, you know, it's hard to take over other people's lives, too, what their belief systems are, you know? So anyway, just, you know, work on yourself and maybe the child that went to the birthday party, and hopefully you threw away the toy if they had it or whatever it was, the stuff of yourself.
Oh, yeah, and somebody else commented that a new Disney movie featured a cute octopus, and a new generation of kids and young parents all like them now. So that could be, that seems like there's a bit of that energy going on with the media as well.
Yeah, and, you know, you could have a lot of that nanotechnology, you know, being activated to want people to purchase these things. So,
oh yeah, because then you're totally hooked up and connected to that energy, and you know, oh, a cute kids cartoon movie about octopi. So yeah, they definitely. I always forget that it's an alien creature, but it actually is. So alien attack removal was a great suggestion, Ron.
Yeah, I think one of the, I saw something somewhere, and they didn't mention that the octopus is an alien critter.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't have any resemblance to anything else here, so.
Yeah, I've heard that too. It's been kind of well documented. They don't really know much about them and can't really, don't have really anything on Earth to compare them to. They're very sort of extraterrestrial life forms that somehow managed to come here. Okay, so I guess we'll move on. And someone's asking if you could please discuss the difference between real time and zero time.
What do they mean by real time? Is that...
I'm not
time,
sure.
No time?
Something from
paranormal. What do you think?
I think this might be a spillover from our paranormal show. So I don't know if this was something that was talked about on Friday, but maybe if this person is listening now, they could give us a little bit of clarification there, and we could try to answer that. I'm not sure. Okay, so the next testimonial is about the body organ call that happened a couple weeks ago. And this listener wrote in and said, thank you for the powerful healing, weekend healing of organ renewal and entity removal. I'm experiencing increased energy as well as a lightness and calmness that continues to deepen. After the weekend, I did an open water swim and had a seal swim under me doing rollovers, surely acknowledgement that my energy had shifted. Thank you kindly. Wow, that's wonderful.
Yeah, sounds cool.
Very cool. Okay, this one is also kind of an interesting question. This person wrote in and said, I'm a three-week-old listener. I'm guessing that's how long they've been listening, not how old they are. However, I've been listening to many archives, and in 2016, you talked about a new alien race taking over that was not as bad as the previous one. You also stated that some races that look like some of our animals were helping us. Can we have an update on that, please? Oh, can we have an update on that? Are there still alien races that look like animals that are helping us?
I would say yeah, because there are a lot of animal clouds up there. So yes, that would be correct. What you're talking about is when I needed some help from the aliens and they came in here for a suicide mission to take out some of the races that were here in bodysuits who maybe wanted to leave the planet and stuff. So, yeah, just look up in the clouds and start seeing dragons and different things. It's very nice. So that's, what you could expect to see if you start looking. It's quite interesting to watch them. So back to you.
Yeah, and this listener also, thanks, Ron. I just wanted to say this, too. Part of this email was said the January 30th, 2008 archive was great for removing squid, octopus, scorpion, worms, black widow, and snake energy. So we were just talking about that. So if you're interested, you can go back and check the January 30th, 2008. Gosh, that was almost 10 years ago. It was over 10 years ago. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that keeps coming up for some reason, and I'm really glad that the animal clouds are still there and they're still helping us out. That's great. Very comforting. Okay, so somebody else wrote in, and this email is from last Friday, and they're saying, yesterday was very weird. A lot of annoying things happened. Thought it was the summer solstice, alien worship bringing in problems. Yeah, that was a weird day. Somebody else said, I too felt the head itching in the last week. Too, so great clearing tonight. Thanks for the bites and sting clearings. My body warmed up. Yeah, that was on the Friday, June 22nd, BBS show. Ron did a lot of bites and sting clearings for people, which is great because I know in a lot of parts of the world where our listeners are, it's summertime, so they've been getting attacked by all these different insects, so that's really cool that Ron did that. And if you weren't able to catch that, I believe the archive was just put up either yesterday or today, so it's there if you want to go catch that and listen to it. And I'm glad that you were able to feel some relief there from that call. So thanks so much for writing in and letting us know. And let's see. The next question, okay, so this has to do with ley lines, Ron, and this listener's asking, if there's a temple or a mosque near where I live, does that mean I am affected by ley lines? Thank you.
Yeah, I would say so.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, they're all over the place anyway, but yeah, if there's a church, temple, or whatever, more than likely they picked that location because it's a place, a PowerPoint place,
Yeah.
So, yep, I would say, definitely that's, if you're close by it, you're probably affected by it.
Yeah, I think anything like that, it's always something that's there, maybe not even a religious type of building, but yeah, like electrical wires or a power plant or anything like that. Okay, so somebody else is saying they have documents to get rid of, and they're wondering if burning them is enough, or do they have to clear all of the natal or keywords on both?
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, you may want to do a clearing on that, along with burning it, or burning them. Maybe what I would do is look at the documents and see what words kind of like stand out when you look at it without really reading too much of it. And then, do the natal or maybe even the keyword intercept for that particular word. And then after you do that, to do it a couple times maybe, and then burn it after that. Because you want to know how you're connected, because the words may give you a clue for your future of what could be hooked up to you. So, back to you.
Yeah, and I think, anytime you have stuff like that, it's a good idea to clear those keywords, especially like, I don't know if people do this, but I was thinking recently about, those medicine drop-off places where, you have prescriptions and they're old and you can take them in and dispose of them responsibly, and they request that you remove or black out the labels, with all your personal information on them. So I would not only do the natal barcode, I would do maybe a keyword clearing on the names of the medications that, I was taking in the past, or if, you were taking them. Things like that, anything connected where your name and that information is printed, I would maybe just do a couple of clearings and see how that feels. That sounds like a good idea to me, and then probably burn them as well. So hopefully that helps. And let's see. Did you have anything else you wanted to add to that, Ron, or can we move on to the next question?
No, that sounds good. And if you get a word that's you see a lot, do timeline crashes on it.
Yeah, timeline crashes are a great tool for clearing out energy and getting you off of those timelines. Okay, so the next listener says, "Dear Ron, I have rarely missed any of your special calls. I've also attended many of your Sunday calls, but so far, I have somehow managed to miss all the calls on which you removed hydraulic hoses. I request you to kindly let us know if you could remove hydraulic hoses on the Sunday calls in July, or if you could possibly dedicate a special call to this. I feel I would greatly benefit from this call."
Okay, yeah, we'll talk about it next month sometime, and we'll see what Sunday I can do that on.
Okay.
So that's a ways in the future for me. So, yeah, we could probably do that. In fact, if other people listening would like that done, maybe we could, you could let us know maybe what Sunday you're available, and then we'll pick the one that most people would like to be on, and we'll schedule it for that particular Sunday. If it doesn't matter, we'll just mention it and do it that way. So back to you.
Okay, great. So stay tuned for that. And I wanted to also mention that there is also a special call coming up in July, which is right around the corner. And it's a clone skin particle removal healing call. And it's only $20. And it's going to be on Saturday, July 14th, 1 to 3 Pacific, 3 to 5 Central, and 4 to 6 Eastern. So be sure to check that out, and hopefully that will also be one that's been requested by listeners and one that Ron is doing especially for people who've been asking for these special calls. Okay, so somebody else said they're over-responsible, and that Ron said this to them a long time ago and recently gave an example with a woman not making the coffee for her colleagues any longer. So they go on to write, "I changed some of my behavior, only noticing that I picked up other ones. For example, people put out good things at the curb and it goes in a landfill. I pick up some of it and sell it. I'm losing sleep over whether I should pick it up or not. And how can I come to peace with the issue of people being wasteful?" So it sounds like they feel they're over-responsible and they're losing sleep over other people being wasteful.
Boy.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, that's a rough one. I don't know. I don't know on that.
I don't know either.
You know,
because
a lot of people like the old furniture, you know, where it was handcrafted and stuff.
Right.
And new people want to get the particle board stuff or stuff painted white, you know.
Oh.
You know, and so I don't know how to.
Ron, I'm not even joking. This has been, like, on my mind, the bane of my existence. I don't understand why people do this. And I do not get the whole remodeling craze. I don't get it. And I don't understand why. I mean, I cannot, and I guess, like, the thing is, too, like, if you're picking stuff up and it's coming from the garbage or it's coming from a salvage yard or wherever, you might want to do an object clearing on it. But, yeah, I feel that anything that's made today is just of terrible quality, and even if you pay a lot for it, it's still not necessarily all that great. So I can totally understand wanting to salvage things that are useful, and probably, I don't know why people do that. It's just very weird.
So, may not be people.
Yeah, that's probably, I mean, if what you're saying, I'm sure it's true that the aliens are controlling, you know, billions of people. They're probably telling them to buy these particle board contraptions, which they're passing off as furniture, although I don't know why.
Or clones didn't know the difference, and they'll get something that's new.
Yeah. It's very strange. It is very strange, because everything's made out of foam and particle board and petrochemicals. So maybe it has to do somehow with their source of industry and income, using toxic materials to sell to people. I don't know. Just kind of an interesting thought. But I would maybe do an object clearing on the stuff that you find before you try to sell it. And I don't know if anybody else out there has any input or suggestions. Unfortunately, it is a very wasteful planet. So I would just start taking small actions, just trying to do things that are less wasteful for yourself, and trying not to stress out about the alien-controlled situations. And, you know, hopefully more people will see what you're doing and try to set an example. I don't know. Do you have anything else to say about that, Ron?
No, not really. You know, you may want to get a secondhand store going. Get some people like yourself, you know, and go out dumpster diving, you know, and sidewalk hunting or whatever it is, and, you know, midnight furniture salvage, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Get a truck and get
mean,
a place and sell it to humans.
Yeah, and there's actually a huge market for that. A lot of people don't want the manufactured stuff, and we'll say stuff. And they will pay money for reclaimed wood and things that are old and antique things. So there is definitely a market for that. I don't know how profitable that would be, but you can definitely make a living by doing that. So, yeah, they're probably the real humans that are aware of that kind of interior environment and would be interested in purchasing that stuff from you. So you could get a side hustle going there and empower yourself to make a little extra cash. So I would just see it as a positive thing, or not a positive thing, but just something you could be at peace with.
Yep.
Okay. So the next question is on the Friday show. This listener said, I sure appreciated and noticed the energetic parasite healings you did on Friday's show. I didn't know I had octopus energy, and that bothers me so much. I'm doing the clearing, and I can also relate to what Ron said. We never know we are under attack. I do feel weird sensations in my body when I lie down and try to rest, and now I get why. That was a very good show. Yeah, that was the Friday show. We've gotten a lot of great comments about the Friday show, Ron, from a number of listeners today.
But yeah, I want to thank a lady who sent me an email. Her name starts with an E, so she's listening. Got the email and checked it out, and it was about feeling funny, I think. And yeah, the Earth was goofy this morning. It was probably goofy last night too, but it felt like it was like a zigzag pattern, like a Z, how they started changing the energies on it. So I worked with that this morning, Pacific time. I can't recall when I finished. I'll just say it was somewhere around maybe 10 o'clock Pacific time. So if you felt your body relaxing within an hour of that time window there, that's what happened. The Earth got put back into order again. So thank you. I don't like to disclose names, but her first name started with an E, I believe, and thank you for sending me the email. So
yeah,
back to you.
That's great, Ron, and I'm so glad that person did. And also, I did forget to ask you, I think we're supposed to check to see if the planet's energy is off.
No, it may have been a U also, either E or U.
Okay.
So thank you very much. It's fine right now.
Okay, yes. My bad, I forgot to check at the top of the show. But I did want to say yes, and thank you, because I guess we should all be checking in and seeing if the planet's energy is off. And I'm really glad when people email and let us know how they're feeling, because it helps sort of gauge where everything else is at. And it's, I'm sure, very informative to you as well, Ron. Okay, so the next, let's see here. Okay, so this person wrote in, this listener wrote in and said, a client was explaining something to me at work, and all of a sudden I started seeing him kind of like I was underwater. I felt a wave of energy passing through my body. The light in the room became so much brighter within a second, and then everything went back to normal. Is this what it's like to be abducted? What happened to me?
I haven't seen the energy get like brighter on abductions for people. It could be possible. Kind of hard to answer that question if you were abducted. Something happened. I don't know if it was an actual abduction or not. So, back to you.
Okay, yeah, I'm not sure either. Sounds interesting, though. I'd have to probably get some more information on that. I don't know if that's happened to anybody out there. Okay, so someone else, well, we were just talking about this, and somebody wrote in, and they said, big thanks, for lack of better words, for putting the Earth back into alignment the past 2 weeks, as you mentioned on Friday's show. What a close call. Yes, we should check our internal pressure, like you said. Is that what tipped you off? Some people I work with on Wednesday and Thursday were overly emotional and rude. And myself, I felt I needed to nap midday, which is most unlike me. My body felt weird. As you said, it was hard to figure out what that was. Ron, would you mind repeating that information for those of us who missed the Friday show? I'm sending a donation of gratitude. I'm sending a donation as gratitude for saving the Earth and us.
Well, wonderful. Yeah, I don't know what I really talked about, so I'm sorry. You'd have to go back and get the archive.
Yeah. I think that last Wednesday and Thursday, that was a very weird day. Thursday especially, because it was that whole equinox thing. So I'm really glad that Ron and everyone else
was bringing this to Ron's awareness, and hopefully you're feeling a little bit better now. So I have yet to have a chance to catch the archive, but it's on my to-do list. Someone else is asking if we're still offline with the special forces.
Yeah, unless you're doing cooking or something, but as far as battles, yes, you'd be offline.
Yeah. I think I'm doing cooking. I've actually been really into cooking lately, so maybe I'm doing that on the in my soldiering right now too.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Great. So thanks for clarifying that, Ron. Okay. Go ahead.
Making some yummies.
Yeah, making lots of healthy, nutritious yummies for the troops. Superfoods. What's interesting is when you are enlisted, it tends to spill over into your life here. So a lot of the times you will kind of get energy and empowerment from whatever it is you're doing in Special Forces. So, okay, this is an interesting one. The next listener wrote in and said, I was originally left-handed as a child, and in school, they basically forced me to switch over to being right-handed. Have heard that this affects right and left brain focus. How might this affect one's connection to spirit? And could you do a clearing for this? And what other clearings might you suggest regarding this topic? Thanks.
I don't think it would matter a whole lot. It's, you know, your spirit will connect with whatever hand you're using. I don't think it would matter at all.
Well, I'm wondering maybe if there's a clearing for, like, I don't know, feeling, like, ashamed or embarrassed, because that's the only thing I could think of. It's like they forced you to do something that wasn't natural to you, so you probably felt, like, bad about that or were made to feel like you were less than or you were doing something wrong. So I don't know, Ron, if you have any clearing suggestions for those types of emotions?
I don't know. It feels more like right now an anxiety clearing might help the person out.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Because they're worrying about something being wrong, you know?
Yeah, I think that might be a good one. Anxiety body. I don't know. That would be a good place to start. And I don't know if any of the listening audience might have a suggestion for that, being forced to switch hands when you were in school. Oh, what about, like, the education clearing?
Yeah, that could help.
Yeah, those are the two.
Could help, yeah.
IQ cording, maybe. That's the other one I thought of. But, yeah, mm-hmm. Education. Education. Yeah, because it relates to your connection with education your whole life. And if this happened when you were in school, that would probably be effective, because education includes many things like taking part in violin lessons, sports team, high school, university, etc. Wow, I think I need to do that one. So IQ cording, education, and maybe anxiety, those would be, I think, Ron's and my own suggestions. And if anybody else has any suggestions, you can email us at clsquestions@bbsradio.com. Okay, Ron, I don't know if you feel like doing this, but somebody is requesting a depression clearing sample.
Okay, so bring up what makes you feel depressed. And here we go. I'll count to 20 to release that energy from you, from that timeline that you're living on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. Okay, see how that makes you feel. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thanks. And if anybody felt any sort of, I guess the word is like release from that, or if you noticed any body sensations while Ron was doing those clearings, you can be sure to email us. And even if we don't have time to read them on the show today, you can just always email your responses to clsquestions@bbsradio.com. And we always look forward to hearing what happens when Ron does these sample clearings on the air. So thanks. Okay, so the person who was writing in earlier about real time, and they're asking, I thought that the present moment was the only real time. Sorry about the confusion. I thought it might be useful for new listeners to feel the contrast between the two. A lot of New Age teachings claim zero time is the one to shoot for. When Ron put us into the new Earth time for 2 minutes a month ago, it was really quite an experience. Thanks, Ron, for everything. Yeah, well, I guess that's akin to doing the mind-to-heart drop. When you do that, you are in the present moment and at peace. So I've never heard of zero time. I don't know what that means, but if you do the mind-to-heart drop, and Ron, I don't know if you want to do the new Earth at this moment, but that must have been something that you did about a month ago on one of the shows. So this person...
Boy,
I think
let's see here.
Yeah,
I'll do a clearing. What should I do, Elizabeth?
Well, maybe you could bring us into the new Earth for, say, like a minute.
Okay, so here we go. Feel like a bubble around you because you can't bring your negativity and your stuff there. So here we go. Going to the new Earth. Being out of time and peace. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There, now you all are on the new Earth, maybe for a minute or two. So I'll turn it back over to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. Thanks, Ron. And yeah, that's definitely, I think, when people first learn about the creation lightship or discover the difference, it's a pretty interesting and powerful distinction between being in the moment and being at peace. So the person who wrote in about left brain, right brain, and the hand is following up, and they said, it wasn't about anxiety or being wrong. The left hand was originally called sinister. And also, it's my understanding that the right side of the brain is more connected to one's intuition. That's why I asked about connection to spirit, as it may be related to intuition. I don't know. That seems a bit mental to me, but maybe you could clear the word sinister. Yeah, it was Dexter Sinister, so that's why they tried to make people right-handed, because they thought that the left hand was connected to evil things. I don't know if you have anything further to add to that, Ron.
Not too much, no.
Okay. All right. So hopefully that's helpful. And the next question or testimonial says, the more clearings I do, things are becoming the same. It's hard to explain, but it's like in the light, and when all of you is in the now, all actions are equal and nothing matters. It sounds like kind of a peaceful place.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else had a suggestion for the changing hands person, and they said, I would clear being angry, the anger body, for being forced into doing the hand change, as it was not natural for them. Yeah, I don't know. That could be possible. I think any time you're forced to do something that isn't, or, you know, has a connotation, maybe you could do keywords, anger. We've mentioned a couple of things with this tonight. So hopefully maybe one or a couple of these things would be helpful. All right, so let's see here. Somebody was on the healing intensive call yesterday, and they wrote in and said, thank you for working on my jaw, sinuses, cheeks, and forehead in the first hour. 5 large pins left my right shoulder, and another huge pin was pulled from my left cushion area of my big toe. It felt like a hot rod. Smaller pins left my right forearm and more between my ring finger and middle finger on my right hand. Hot rods are being removed from my shoulder blades. Thank you so much. My nose feels a bit blocked, but the headache has lifted. I had a huge attack on my body yesterday with heaviness all around, and they are wondering if you know perhaps what kind of an attack it was. They started sneezing profusely in the early morning, and it continued all day. And they're in South Africa, and they were still sneezing. Oh, and yeah, Ron yesterday on the call said gave a gift for people to clear their belief systems for 5 weeks. And they feel that this is their birthday gift from you, and they're so very grateful. So any idea about what the sneezing attack was? I'm not sure. I don't know if Ron has anything that you'd like to maybe
add. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just don't know on that.
Mm-hmm.
I could do a clearing real quick here if you think of something before the show ends.
Okay, how about a clearing for a feeling of loss?
Loss, okay. Here we go. I'll count to 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. There we go. So let's do the mind to heart drop. And here we go. You need to command your spirit out loud. So you say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and make me real. To facilitate this, we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, listeners. We'll see you later. Good evening.